Next question is America, AMERICO, Taurus, TORRES, 83034. This is a 91-year-old player, gentleman who I was asked to see to discuss his weight loss, constipation, weakness, aspiration syndrome, chronic gurgling, slight right-sided weakness, aggressive behavior with his daughter. She's very concerned about her dad, who's been on hospice now with a history of end stage. I believe it's history of end-stage dementia, but let me look. Actually, senile degeneration of the brain. He has a history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, constipation, dysphagia. Patient has chronic aspiration, chronic wet cough, significant weight loss, protein count, and malnutrition. Patient is bedbound unless he's helped. He's taken from the bed and put in the chair. Has had significant weight loss. FAST score has been at 7B. PPS score of 40%. His MAC is at 23 centimeters regarding his weight loss. He's sleeping 12 to 18 hours a day. His daughter understands that patient is dying, but she still has above-mentioned concerns. She tells me that in July of 2024, he was in the emergency room because of changing mental status and possible COVID. He was and COVID infection. He also was diagnosed with brain tumor. He suffered from respiratory failure, was found on the floor with episodes of pneumonia in July of 2024 period. Patient has had significant mental declines within the past 3 months or so, but he has a subtle weakness on the right side that his wife is concerned about. Surgical history, gallbladder surgery, allergy, chocolate, family history, diabetes, and old age, immunizations up to date. Patient significant weight loss from 160 to 121 with decreased eating. History of hypertension, which is more, which is now stable, sleeping more, is bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, very no longer able to ambulate, has had aggressive behavior, especially in the past few days, which has been treated, and not oriented to person, place, or time, oriented to person at times. Patient also was interviewed with a Spanish-speaking interpreter. Patient also has a history of TIA, CVA, history of psychotic disorder, hallucination. An exam, his blood troside was 96%, pulse was 99, blood pressure was 100 over 68, heart, positive one, positive two, lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath, sounds all over, lung fields, abdomen soft, scaphoid, lower extremity, decreased muscle wasting, no evidence of edema, upper extremity also shows muscle wasting, a neurological examination, he has slight weakness on the right side with slight facial droop. Before we go to assessment, put down medication. His medication includes ABH cream, Ativan, Benadryl, Haldol in parenthesis, PRN, Colace, Lactulose, Ibuprofen, Neurontin, Levothyroxine, Melatonin, Morphine Sulfate, Promethazine for nausea. and Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime. Assessment number one, as far as his right-sided weakness is concerned, one was considered TIA versus lacunar infarct versus history of brain tumor. Patient would benefit from a short course of steroid if the weakness is related to his brain tumor, especially since the family is quite concerned about this. Long discussion about regarding this with the family. As far as his agitation, I would recommend increasing his use of ABH cream to more often to control his symptoms. As far as number three, constipation, increase lactulose to 30 cc twice a day and back off if he develops diarrhea. Next is aspiration syndrome, severe with gurgling and wet cough at all times. Patient has had a bout of pneumonia. I explained to the patient that most patients with end-stage senile degeneration of the brain die of either pneumonia or a urinary tract infection. They understand protein, calorie, malnutrition, aggressive behavior, psychotic, along with psychosis, history of overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. In today's visit, I did a lot of education regarding what to expect in a 91-year-old gentleman who's definitely dying and is on hospice and is appropriately on hospice to be kept comfortable during the last few days of his weeks, and months of his life. Family seemed to understand and have a much better feeling regarding his condition at the end of my visit. Thank you.